welcome to our program. We're trying to bring another little bit of courage and little strength for today in these trying times. We're going to be looking in 1 Corinthians chapter 15. We'll start at number 51. Have your Bible ready. I'm reading in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, beginning at verse 51. Paul said to these church people at Corinth, he said, "Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, 'Death is swallowed up in victory.' O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law, but thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord.
Be not dismayed, whatever betide. God will take care of you. Beneath his wings of love abide. God will take care of you. God will take care of you through every day. Nothing you ask will be denied. God will take care of you. God will take care of you. take care of you through every day or all the way. He will take care of you. God will take care.
Matthew chapter 24, as we get to the end of the ministry of the Lord here on this earth, the disciples asked him, "What shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the age?" And he gave a whole list of things, and they are all happening right now. Now, when we think about the return of Christ, we need to understand that the Word of God talks about it in two different stages. There's what we call the rapture, that's when Christians are taken out of this world, and then there's the return when Christ comes to this world, and they are different. Now, he comes, first of all, in the rapture for his saints, and then 7 years later, after the tribulation period, he comes with his saints. And so the rapture is, the second coming is, as I said, is actually the rapture, and coming back to this earth is his return. Now, when he comes the first time, he comes as a bridegroom, and he comes for his bride. When he comes at the end of the tribulation period, he comes as the King of Kings. He comes to deliver in the rapture, to deliver the saints, and in the return to this earth, he comes in judgment against the sinners. When he comes for his bride, he comes, the Bible says, in the twinkling of an eye. When he comes to this world in judgment, every eye shall see him. The rapture is before the tribulation, and the return of Christ is after the tribulation. He comes for the Christians in the clouds, and then it says when he comes to this earth, he comes on a horse. Now, the thing that we need to understand is that all of the signs that are referred to when they ask the Lord, "What shall be the sign of thy coming or the end of the age?" All of the signs point to after the tribulation. And so it is very, very obvious that the return of Jesus Christ has to be very close. We are on what I call the glide path to the tribulation. All these things that are happening today, all the signs point to when he is coming back, which have to be 7 years from today if the rapture took place today. So what am I saying? I'm saying the return of Christ, the rapture of the Christian out of this world, has to be very, very close. In John chapter 14, Jesus said, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also." Well, as I've said before, I've read the last chapter, and things turn out very well for the child of God.
Be not dismayed, whatever betide, God will take care of you. Beneath his wings of love abide, God will take care of you. God will take care of you through every day or all the way. He will take care of you. God will take care of you through days of toil when heart doth fail, God will take care of you. When dangers fierce your path assail, God will take care of you. All you may need, He will provide. God will take care of you. Nothing you ask will be denied. God will take care of you. What may be the test, God will take care of you. Lean, weary one, upon His breast, God will take care of you. God will take care of you through every day or all the way. He will take care of you. God will take care.